good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening in the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and this is the talk show where I share with you my wisdom and insights that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration, so we all can get through this period that is literally written in our DNA, this evolutionary jump, a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me. This is the call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to keep it to one question. In fact, that is the biggest thing on the top of your head, what the thing that's bothering you the most, and then we'll look into it. And I do want to talk about a couple up-and-coming events that are, have been happening, but I love to get feedback, and I've been getting some wonderful feedback on the Mastery Series. Embodying the Mastery Series started February 12th, but they're still available, and there's a series of four classes, and you can listen to them, each of the classes, up to 30 days afterwards. But the results that we've been getting from these Embodying Mastery Series is where people are making a commitment, and they're really, I've been talking about action, I've been talking about how we're energy, I've been talking about that we're energetic beings, and if we have a clogged up energy field, it's like trying to, I'm sure all of us by now have heard that the universe is a short order cook that takes our orders literally. So if we are clogged up, if we are given an order to a waitress, and it sounds like roar, that's a fogged up message. And so what we'll get back is roar, or foggy messages. So the more we clear out our energy field, the more we recognize first that we are energetic beings, that's what we are taught when we're in fourth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade, the law of thermodynamics, that we are all energy. Energy just changes form. So when we start to look at our history and start recognizing, saying, wait a minute, you know what? We were taught that we're all different kind of energy, just different form, that rocks are made up of condensed energy, that trees are. So when we start recognizing ourselves as energetic beings, and that the universe and our guides and angels work through communication, through the energy pathways, through the energy field, then we start connecting the dots. The clearer my energy field is, the more I'm going to have a clearer connection with my guides, my angels, the universe, whoever you want to talk to, because the pathway to connection, the telephone lines, or the, think of it as the World Wide Web, how to tap into the website, the email address of the angels, guides of your higher self, is through a clear energy field. And so if that's the analogy that you need to think about it, as far as why and how it's so important to embody yourself as an energetic being, just think about that it's like having crossed wires or having an old computer system that takes forever to boot up and to get your email out. And the more and more, the clearer you are, it's like updating yourself with a program and rebooting yourself, and the faster and faster communication you'll have. And how do you tell if you have faster communication? You'll start noticing synchronistic things more. You'll start noticing a lot of times during readings, I'll say that a guide or a grandfather or grandmother or father is giving you the numbers 444 or 555, a sequence of three numbers. A lot of things, at times things happen in three. And so the more we notice these numbers, the more the numbers have a significant meaning as far as numerologically. Fives are all about new beginnings. Threes and fours are about angels are around you. Eights are about balance. Sevens are about your old soul. So the more we are able to, first of all, recognize ourselves as energetic beings. Second of all, then start noticing the flow of communication. Is my pathways open, or are they clogged with emotions? Are they clogged with old patterns? Am I carrying around my history that is blocking and draining my energy, and my field of potential is right in front of me? So the energy, the pathways that we want open for communication is within our whole energy field. The more clear we are, it's like comparing going to a super duper computer that is on the top of the line where it's instant communication, or one of those old ones where they're huge and you have to, again, wait for a long time to get your program. It's up to you. We live in a free will environment here. That's when we came down here, we understood that we were going to go behind the veil. The veil was going to separate us from who we are. And as we are reclaiming our mastery, as we're stepping into remembering, realigning that we are all pieces and parts of Creator, that there's no hierarchical energy here, that there's nobody better than us. The more we go within and start claiming that, the more we start clearing our energy field, the more we start hearing and opening up those pathways to communication within ourself or our own higher self. And think of the higher self. A lot of times, energetically, we put that part of ourself up high in the heavens that are separate from us. When we are part, that higher self is a very much part of ourself. It's inside of our heart, inside of our energy. So the more we can look within ourself, open up those pathways, it clears the communication. It's like clearing out the meridians, just like an acupuncture. You know how important acupuncture is? It clears, opens up the meridians so the different organs can get the prana, the life force, the energy. This is the same thing on the outside. Communication with your guides, your angels, and within yourself as far as your higher self. The clearer you are energetically, the more you're going to get the communication, the more you're going to notice the synchronistic things, the more you notice flow in your life, the more you notice peace, the more you notice that when there's things that used to charge you up, people or scenarios that used to get you all wired up, those same people and those same scenarios happen, and you're not charged. You notice that you just walked out of that scenario, and that person that used to drive you nuts, all of a sudden you're not feeling anything. Then you know that you cleared that energy chip in your energy field that would charge you. So you know you're making progress. You know you're clear in your energy field. So paying attention, listening, unclogging yourself is so important, because that goes back to stepping in and embodying the mastery. And so we started this series. And again, a lot of times, just like with New Year's resolutions, we get all psyched and we get all happy, or a diet or any kind of plan we do to self-empowerment. So we get that first spark, that first creative energy going through us, and we get all excited and we get all the gym clothes or all the equipment that we need. And then all of a sudden, there's a part in the creation period where we have a split that goes into the 2 to 3 weeks into it, that we start losing the charge, that we start energetically sliding backwards. So we start making excuses why we don't have to go to the gym, or start doing old patterns. And so that's part of the creation process, where right during that part, energetically, if you were to look at it, you're just about to cross over your pathways. Your energetic pathways are just about to make new ones. And it's like, think of shutting down a roadway, a pathway that you used to go down one street to get somewhere. Then when you start doing the exercises, you make new streets, new pathways, more of them. So you hold more life force, more prana. And then all of a sudden, when you're right at that critical part where there's a block and you're not going to go down those self-saboteur behaviors anymore, that's right at the times where people can again start sabotaging themselves, because deep in their subconscious, they know that this means such change and foundational change. If we have more energy, 51% more of our energy is deeply ingrained, that this change could mean scary stuff. This change can mean that we don't know what's going to happen. This change can mean change in relationships, change in how we perceive life. We're not looking as the adults here. This is those deeply set patterns that are deep in our subconscious. So even if we're doing something great as going to the gym, quitting smoking, having a new diet, getting an energy maintenance program, all of those wonderful things, part of the creation process is right when we get into that, we stop doing the practice part. So that's why I always talk about the practice, the process, and again, being the master. There's a three-way thing going on. The practice helps us clear the pathways. The process is understanding that we will hit bumps in the road that is going to encourage us to use the tools that we have, and we want to have those tools handy close to us, because otherwise we start doing the black backside thing. So understanding that the backsliding thing is part of the process, that it's actually a symptom that you're making progress, that you're clearing the pathways, that you're really getting rid of behavior that could be the saboteur. And so when we understand this and look at this, then we don't start doing the backslide. So that goes back down to embodying the master. So I really encourage you to check that out. The information is at the website, as is all the information that's happening at here at Carrie O'Connor LLC. We're doing a lot of exciting things. A lot of things are going to MP3, so you could listen to this at the gym, when you're in your car, going out, in the shower, whatever resonates with you. And we've got a lot of great stuff coming in. So we have the Embody Mastermind series, and again, that's happening. We still have two more weeks. We're going to have another series after that when it comes into March and April. We also just did the Manifesting Magic Workshop. That was a lot of fun last night, and we're working with the energies of, again, remembering the magical part of us. A lot of times right now, people, especially if we have clogged up energy, we're forgetting that mystical, magical part of us, and that is very much not only part of our culture and our history, it's really, really, literally written in our DNA. When we, the more that we tap into it, the more we start waking up and start acting like the divine child, the mystical, magical, wondering what we're going to do to create today. It's all about tapping into the creative life force energy versus trying to just get through the day, just exist. And so tapping into that divine creative energy helps us give, relight and reignite that spark, that divine spark that goes through the energy field and starts burning away and transmuting any kind of those old thoughts that want to hold us into patterns and have us get disconnected from that divine child. And so here we're in this period of rebirthing ourselves, really doing a resurrection for all of us. We're being called to take that next step, graduate, accept our birthright, and our birthright is to have flow, abundance in all aspects of our life. And are you ready to take that next step and change? And there's tools out there for you to embrace and to have. And so, and we have a lot of them again at Carrie O'Connor LLC. So, for all information, you could email at union1111@yahoo.com or again the website Carrie O'Connor LLC. And we'll be back to the phone lines right after this short break.
Bellagenza, extraordinary hair care, provides professional results naturally. Bellagenza is proud to be the first and original in this category. A line of products that's human-friendly and performs beyond professional standards. Safe, food-grade products that exceed expectations, give great results, and have your well-being in mind. Until now, natural products in salons meant underperformance or, at best, a trade-off between being good for the environment but giving less than ideal results. Bellagenza's products are good for you and the environment. Bellagenza's 8-ounce bottle of incredible shampoo is equivalent to a 20-ounce bottle of professional shampoo because Bellagenza starts with a base of aloe rather than water. Visit Bellagenza.com. That's BELEGENZA.com.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Used in soups and other dishes in Japan, these miracle noodles have been highly regarded as a health food that's good for the intestines and for weight loss. Now they're available here at MiracleNoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, Miracle Noodles have zero net carbs and zero calories. You don't have to give up noodles anymore. Just add these noodles to your dishes, dramatically lowering calories while still enjoying your food. Low-calorie dishes are made easy by including Miracle Noodles, and the whole family will enjoy eating them. Just use Miracle Noodles in place of carbs in a meal to reduce calories easily and dramatically. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet now, guilt-free at MiracleNoodle.com. That's MiracleNoodle.com.
Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon. And now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Would you like to smile more and feel more joy in your life? Fly High Joy's funny, delightful, inspiring items have proven to put big smiles on people's faces and make them feel good. That's why their joyful creations will be given to all the top nominees at the 2009 Academy Awards. So, To get big smiles and feel good now, visit flyhighjoy.com or call 888-569-1332.
Outside the box, outside the norm, inside your radio. Alternative Talk 1150.
Back to the Carol O'Connor Show, and I am Carol O'Connor, the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and our number here is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, and we did open up the phone line, so Benny, why don't we go to those phone calls?
I'd love to. Sounds like a plan. We'll start off in Port Orchard, Washington. We have Lynn calling in. She's seeing 10-10, 11-11, and 12-12 on her clock consistently. What's up with that, Carrie? We need some details. So let's see. Lynn, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. When somebody says that they're seeing, those are call master numbers. 10-10, 11-11, 12-12 are call master numbers. And a lot of times people can see 777s too, and that's a sign of seven sacraments, seven is another sign of a very old soul. So when you're starting to look at the clock and start noticing the numbers, that's actually a really good sign, just like I was talking about earlier as far as being in flow with the universe. And so what do master numbers mean? That everything has a number of frequency, and there's a frequency tendency to it. So think of mastery. When you start seeing master numbers, that means, Lynn, that the energy that you're putting out to the world is becoming more clear. You're starting to clear off the energy pathways that I was talking about. And so the clearer you are, the more you're going to be able to get a clearer message to the universe. And so think of that. It's like the universe saying, yes, keep up the good work. Keep on in defining. So when somebody starts seeing master numbers, it's a real time of manifestation. It's a real time to get crystal clear with what you want to manifest in your life, especially if there's any certain areas. Let's say that it was a job or a career part or a relationship part that was kind of foggy before. Now is a real time to get into the details, the feelings of what you want to manifest, because the energy portals and doorways are opening up for you. You're in continue the good work. It's all about, again, stepping into your mastery, turning on. Think of our heart energy as a light bulb, and the higher the frequency, the more we have flow in life, the more we have peace, abundance, happiness, money, health, all of that. And so the more you have the master numbers, the more you're getting a big yes from your universe, the guides, the angels, to keep up the good work, that you're making steps entering into master, and a master is our birthright. Think of that. We call the ascended masters, Jesus, Buddha, Kuan Yin, all have the master name on it. Master numbers is a frequency. When we start seeing them, it's like, again, the communication with our guides and angels, the communication within our higher self is becoming more crystal clear, so it's going to make more flow in our life. So it's in that you're in a step in the right direction. So continue to, now is a good time to fine-tune what you're trying to manifest, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Very good. That's a good sign. This is a master year, too, because 2 plus 9, we're in the year 2 plus 9, the year 209, is a master number. It's an 11 year. So, again, it's a further help for us to really clear out our closets, recognize who we are as far as master beings, that we've been told forever that you can do this too and more. So we're being encouraged to decide what we want to do as far as being masters, being a piece of creator God aspect. And so what do we want to do here as a masterpiece or creator? And that the flow, especially from now to August, Lynn, is going to really increase with you as far as the abundance. Your whole left side of your energy field is opening up, and that's all about receiving more life force, more prana, more balance. And I keep on hearing up, up, and away, so you're going to keep on going, feeling more expanded and more expanded, and people are going to ask you what you're doing, because the glow is physical. People can see it and want to be around it. So it has a magnifying effect. People want to be around you. You're radiating, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Yep, you're welcome.
All right. Thanks, Lynn, for calling in. We'll give out that number, Carrie, one more time, 1-800-930-2819. Phone lines are open. Give us a call here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, being brought to you by, of course, the Dr. Pat Network. And Michelle is now calling in from Seattle, and she has a question about, she was just let go from her job, and she wants to know what direction she's going to flow into. So, Michelle, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, how are you, Michelle? Nervous. Okay. Well, don't be nervous because there's nothing to be afraid of. So you just let go of your job? Yes. I was running a health food store and they closed it. And I have some different health complications that make it difficult for me to be at just any... I need a certain environment because I'm chemically sensitive and I have a back injury.
Yeah.
So, I know this is an opportunity, but I'm scared right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, Michelle, what I'm seeing is a maternal grandmother bringing in a great-grandmother for you for support. She's also putting what looks like an energetic girdle or corset around you. So think of, and actually it's interesting, because first she's has it where it's like she stands right next to your right side. So think of the right side as our male side. It's a happening, the present time side. So right now what's happening is your worst nightmare. The job, your security has shut down. And so here you're environmentally sensitive. You have back issues. And so here it's like an opportunity where when we hear the saying, when one window shuts, the other door is open, when it comes down to stuff that's in our foundational energies, our job, our career, it's kind of hard for us sometimes to go and adapt to that, especially when we have some issues. So think of that, the grandmother in particular, bringing the great-grandmother, when they're offering that, bringing the support, they're changing the thing of the corset. So think of that as, especially when it's right in the middle of your back. And so the middle of the back is the ability to step forward and to be able to feel totally supported by the universe. That there are jobs out there for sensitive people, and not only sensitive people, more and more people are becoming chemically insensitive because the lighter we become, the more those toxins, we can't tolerate those toxins. And so where it could have been a forerunner before where there's not a lot of people around you that were sensitive to, again, the chemicals, think of that a lot of more people are going green, a lot more people, it's becoming mandatory to go green, and a lot more environments are having a green base than even 6 months ago. Even it was like 3 months ago, and especially where you live is what your grandmother's saying. It's like the green place, you know what I mean? And so Seattle is huge as far as having it be in the forerunner. Living on the East Coast as far as I noticed when I went out there 3 years ago, I couldn't believe how much you guys were ahead of integrating green into the environment, into living. So that's, again, on your side. The grandmother's also giving you the number 222, so pay attention to seeing that on the clocks all around you as far as license plate numbers. But she's really encouraging you taking the next 2 days, 2 weeks off as far as really going inside of yourself to nurture yourself, because right now has an opportunity for you to really go down to the you're bringing me right down to the root chakra, Michelle. So here it's your foundational root. It's like your worst nightmare happened, and it's much bigger than the job. This is like where she also is encouraging you to go back into every single direction in the last 2 years in your life. Think about what's been happening in your love life, money, career, health in the last 2 years. And then she also brings me back when your body is bringing me back to your root chakra in the back, and you at 2 years old. That's where I see a paper being split, and that's my sign of the root got split at 2 years old, where it felt like your foundational energy got split at 2 years old, and there's a crack in the foundation. So think of when you can go in over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, and visualize yourself knowing that there's no time. Ask your guides and angels, whoever resonates with you, to go to that period when you were 2 years old. Visualize the crack getting filled up so you can see a foundation of like cement, and visualize it getting filled in so that crack's not there, so your two-year-old doesn't feel that split in the foundation. That's why you're feeling so the fear is so intense, because it's bringing up the two-year-old that felt the crack in the foundation. So in shamanism, they call it, this is an opportunity to have a soul retrieval. So to have that two-year-old, what I'm doing right now is taking her out of the root chakra where she feels like it's like not only an earthquake. I keep on hearing London Bridge is falling down, so it feels like it's falling out around from above you and below you, and I'm taking her energetically, putting you in the heart energy. Imagine being placed in a futon that's all pink and it's comforting, and your back is supported in particular, and so there's a real opportunity here to do soul retrieval, meaning clearing out cellular post-traumatic stress that has to do with the 2 to 4 year old that's going to allow you. And as soon as I just put your energy into the heart center, your whole left part of the left your hip and down to like a sciatica feeling just popped, and so you automatically just had a cellular release by again just placing your child into the heart. So taking the next 2 days, 2 weeks, by doing some real clearing out work, really addressing again that 2 to 4 year old. When I get tap into her, do you notice I even lose my voice, because there's a part where your throat chakra, so it's in that strangled part right now. So really getting into yourself, clearing yourself. I call it doing the rotor rooter. And also she's talking about windows and directions opening and taking this, again, two-week period to go and create that foundation with yourself. When you walk out, it's not going to be like, think of that. We, just like I was talking earlier, we put the universe, the energies out to the universe. And so if we put my worst nightmare's happening, then we're going to experience our worst nightmare. Take the 2 weeks to go inside yourself, give a solid foundation with yourself, really get into feeling strong in your foundational energy, and then flip the switch to knowing, saying, not hoping. We could all hope, oh, I hope it's going to be all right. Turn it into knowing, because and feel that knowingness go into your heart, and that is part of the practice and the process that you're going to be invited to use over the next 2 weeks, to have that you're not only going to hope that a job is going to come out, that you know is going, a job that's going to come out is going to come out. And I see that in over 2 weeks, you start hearing, in the 2 to 4 week period, you start hearing about a job that looks like it's in a very much a healthcare environment, something like, it doesn't look like a health food place though, but it looks like something that's very much connected to health environment. Even could be something like an office that does acupuncture, cranial sacral, in that the people within that environment are also very much health, have environmental issues also. So that's, you're in the perfect environment. It also opens you to connection with people that are very much like you. So you feel like you're back into home. You're meeting soul group people. So all of a sudden there's like a sense within the next 2 months, and especially when I go into June, of why all of this, that was time for you to move on, that nothing, that everything happens for a reason, and that you're reconnecting again with soul group people, and that this place again is it's like health based cranial sacral, that kind of opportunity is going to be presented to you. So go for it, because again, it's not going to be in the ad that these people are also environmentally sensitive, but they are, and so the environment's going to be very good for you. Okay. All right, very good.
Hey, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And we're going to go to another break. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show, and we'll be back right after this short break.
What would your life be like if you could accomplish anything and everything you want? Join James Arthur Ray in Seattle, Spokane, and Vancouver, BC for The Secret of Attracting the Life You Want. Learn how your intentions create your reality during this free lecture. Go to thequantumdream.com to register for your free admission and information. James Ray will be in Vancouver, BC on March 10th, Seattle on March 11th, and Spokane on March 12th. Visit thequantumdream.com to register now.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom Leota at We Excel Financial, 888-252-3000. Or his website, debtfreemca.com.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives.
Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
A recent mineral discovery is conquering many killer diseases that plague mankind. Sound too good to be true? Listen to Jim Humble tell about his discovery of this miracle mineral supplement and its global health applications in fighting cancer, TB, malaria, antibiotic-resistant forms of staph infection, and many other diseases. This may be the most important radio health show you've ever heard. Visit MiracleMineral.org to learn more about this amazing supplement. That's MiracleMineral.org.
You want to help people, and you know that the angels can help. You understand that as each person heals, our world takes a step towards peace. Become a certified angelic life coach and learn how to guide others in their healing with help from the angels. AngelsTeach.com offers a comprehensive six-month teleclass training program that can launch you into a career with angels right from your home. For more information or to register, visit AngelsTeach.com.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
And I am Carrie O'Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour, and you can guest host to the Dr. Pat Show. And Benny, why don't we give out that phone number?
All right, sounds like a plan. 1-800-930-2819 is the call-in number here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, of course, being brought to you by the Dr. Pat Network. That's 1-800-930-2819. And let's go off to the phones now. We have Brad calling in from Monroe. He's going through some financial concerns as well, kind of like our last caller. And actually, this is a repeat call of he actually is following up on a call that he made with you, Carrie, about 6 months ago. He said yesterday was the day for everything to happen and fall into place, and, well, it just didn't seem like it happened for him. So, Brad, let's try to get some more details about it. And let me just go and push him on. So then, there we go. There's Brad.
Hey, I'm here.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me? Hi,
yes,
Carrie. Can you hear me?
Yeah, right. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what's going on, Brad?
Well, I've had several readings with you, and I've had times in the last 6 or 8 months where I was actually calm and peaceful, and everything just flowed for sometimes a month or more on end, and it just seemed like last few days it's just been I just have not been able to get calm and get grounded, and even meditation doesn't help. Mm-hmm. And you know, financially things are a little tough.
You know, Brad, right there, I really want to, it was what I was trying to, I was talking about earlier, because this is what I don't think that enough people are educated, and this is where I'm really starting to understand that people have to get educated on this, because it is part of the energy body, it is part of the creation process, it is a part that every single one of us will go through, and so if we are not educated about this, all of a sudden there's like a sense of betrayal or what the heck is happening, and when we get that sense, all of a sudden our body contracts, and then all of a sudden it pulls back, and then all of a sudden what happens is the whole energy like a platelet in front of us, the canvas in front of us, all of a sudden starts getting flooded in with our worst nightmares or our fog or London fog starts rolling in, and when the London fog starts rolling, then we feel unsettled, then we feel it's like the backslide, right? And so, but that also is part of the creation process. And to make a long story short, because I could take a 2-hour class on this, because it's part of our energy is making a major shift, just like I was using the analogies of literally going through our energy fields and shutting down pathways and roadways. And so when we're about to make a total, like a close down of a pathway, like do not enter here anymore, that there's a part of our energy field that, and all of us have it, this, the saboteur, the victim, the prostitute will come up and say, the ego part, right? Will say,
yeah.
Are you sure you really want to cross that down? Because I have a lot of good stories here that are going to scare the crap out of you. And then I'm really invested in you not shutting me down, because if you shut this road down, that means that I, meaning the ego, is going to die, and I'm going to kick up and do anything not to die. So I'm going to shake you down to your cores. I'm going to flood your mental body with with images and fear. I'm going to get you all foggy, and then I'm going to hit your emotional body with things, and then it's going to, this is the real thing that happens to each and every single one of us. It's part of the birthing process. It's actually, if you were to consider it as somebody having labor, it's right in the active labor part when people are saying, get this baby out of me. Because it's like the creation process is right at the part of the baby's head is coming out and the shoulders are coming out. So think of it as when you're first of all, awareness is the key. So aware that the process is happening, and actually that this is a good sign that you're going and releasing core belief systems that could be deeply ingrained, that we can still have a residual energy that's invested in not having flow comes in. So the more we are able to pull it up in front of our energy field, the more the universal energy could go through. And it's like lancing lesions that are so deep and so old. And one thing, another thing that I've noticed too is that when we're understanding that we're in this graduation process that we've never been through it through the history of humankind, we've never ever been to this part before, and so meaning that we've never gone from the period in ancient times, we came in lighter and we forgot who we were by turning the light down, so we came in the 100,000 watts and we turned down our wattage. This time we're going from the opposite of the 100 watts and we're turning it up, and so the more lighter and lighter and lighter we get, to hit those pockets, and those pockets, the more lighter we are, all of a sudden could look very dark, and that's again meeting the ego. And so this is where taking the knowledge of this, understanding that this is part of the process, and then also proceeding anyway. And that means even when you're feeling like, I can't even meditate, putting your hand on your temples or your hand across your head, even if you're watching a TV show, you're opening up 5 to 7 meridians by simply putting your hand on your forehead, by breathing, even by having, like, that's where chanting is really good as far as even om, 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 but just by saying om, om, any word, even saying the word we, when we're little, the word we hits every single chakra. So by even, like, using the energies of feeling very, very foggy and just, like, breaking through and understanding that this is part of the creation process, that we're not going to slide backwards, and that all the balls have all got taken away, and that you're not going to get what you desire, that this is, again, part of the process. It's part of, actually, if you want to look at it one way, it's part of making very good progress, because you're getting down to what I call the nitty-gritties. And so this is where I call it the master in process and practice and being the master, because the master part is our birthright. It's every single one of us. We already come in with that in our signature. Let's say down to our blood, we have that master. Every single one of us comes from the master, because we come from source, come from God's source creator. So that is, again, our birthright. That's nothing that we have to try to do. It is what we are. The practice and process part is the remembering that, and the getting down to that, and the grounding that through the spiritual, the mental, the physical, the emotional bodies. And so think of, Brad, that especially right now, as a 6 points, as the 6 month parts, is a real major turning point. And I see a lot of nines around you. So your body is feeling a lot of letting go down to the deep, deep core part, right down to where your tailbone is curling up like a lobster, feeling like it's going to get cooked. The nines are letting go. The letting go is a very good posture, because the letting go is think of, again, nature doesn't fight where a flower says, this is a beautiful flower. It's, look how gorgeous I am. I have to stay like this flower. It just lets the petals fall, because it knows that other growth is going to come. Nature doesn't fight against itself. So think of that. We're starting to tap in and becoming, having our energy fields become become more like nature, more letting scenarios, situations, and people kind of go off to the side as we allow the energy for new things to come in. So you're doing, again, a lot of nines, a lot of letting go process. And this is with your through your physical, mental, spiritual, emotional bodies. And a lot of times when people are feeling the nines, the letting go process, deep down it could hit in our root chakra, our foundational chakra, that it feels like a lot of deaths, awfuls. And so when we feel that, our energy could start contracting, and then we start feeling really shaky. And then all of a sudden, when we felt flow, now all of a sudden we don't feel flow. Then our head starts flooding with the worst nightmare. So think of that. What's that, Brad?
I said that's exactly right. The head starts flooding with all the horrible things that are going to happen.
Exactly. And so this is where you're saying, you know what? Okay, thank you very much, Ego, in that I am the director here, so good. You've already shown me the scenes of the awful. So I'm seeing the floods, the tides, the this. One thing that the ego cannot take away from us, cannot take away who we are, our birthright, and our birthright is that we are all pieces of source, God, creator. That is who we are. It's written down to the subatomic particle of who we are. So the stories that the ego, the part of us that wants to edge that God part out, can say all that it wants. When we know that, when we become that, when we merge with that, there creates the energetic bridges within our neural pathways, within our body, that holds more of that electromagnetic energy that doesn't allow the ego to come up and do that stranglehold that it does. And so, but then it's also, again, seeing, okay, you had your last hurrah, 999s. You flooded me with all of my emotions, especially through my emotional body. And so in here, I'm 80% water. So it really got down to my physical level, my physical body. But when I'm looking at it energetically and I'm standing on your head looking down, when somebody has the washing through the physical body like they did, I see that as a resurrection. I see that as a profound cleansing. I see that as really getting down to activating and creating a spin within your physical body to spin that higher frequency that has a more of a natural electromagnetic pull. So it is, again, the paradox of the human. Right when we're about to do pivotal turning point things is when we could feel like there's the other shoe is going to be dropping. It's going to be our worst nightmare thing. So that's when it, again, goes back to the process part of remembering who you are, remembering your birthright, remembering that the master part of you is what this is, your signature. So doing something as far as even getting a piece of paper and a pen and doing a sideways eighth, infinity eighth, taking your pen in a non-dominant hand opens up the other side of your brain, and then drawing with your non-dominant hand. If you can't do that because your body's saying, like getting into a space where you can't do that, again, even just saying the words om or we or even la 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 is better than having the chatter, you know what I mean? And so, or listening to music that you like, anything that is getting turning down the volume of the static. And this is where I'm not seeing this lasting long. I'm seeing that this is like, again, a 9 hour, a 9 day, a 9-9 process where it's not going to be 9 weeks into 9 months in this. And I keep on seeing you turn into your left side. That's really clearing out the feminine side, the left side, the receiving side, to the ability to take in more energy, more love, more of that life force prana. So think of that. You've, I know we have to go to a break, but this is the letting go process, but you've made major process to get to know your heart signature. So we got to go to a break. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and we'll be back right after this short break.
Integrative practitioners, are you looking to improve your holistic approach to wellness? Develop the health coaching skills your clients need. The Center for Integrative Health has made earning your health coaching certificate accessible and in a format designed with you in mind. Completely online, the one course a month format allows you to focus on both your clients and your education. You can complete the certificate in as little as 8 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University System Center for Integrative Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org. Or call 800-NATUNIV to learn more. That number again is 800-NATUNIV.
James, author of The Truth About Beauty, and I want to share my thoughts on the importance of probiotics to your health and beauty transformation plan. Ever have a gut feeling something's not quite right with your body? You might feel it in your energy or even see it in your face. Well, that feeling might actually be coming from your gut, even if your digestion feels fine. I learned firsthand that if your body's inner ecology isn't right, your health looks and immunity suffer. My advice? Whether your health focus is detox, clearing your skin, or fighting the battle of the bulge, don't forget the battle of the bugs. Get the good bugs on your side with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. I personally use and recommend it because it's fermented for 3 years with 12 strains of good bacteria, including the proprietary TH10, found at least 6 times more powerful than other probiotics tested. Win the battle of the bugs with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Available at the Vitamin Shop and other health stores or at probiotics12.com.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posadas Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posadas is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's PASADOSafeHaven.org.
How would you like to recession-proof yourself in 2009? Rich Gurman, one of America's most popular business and life coaches, can empower you to do just that. His affordable coaching programs will guide you to a lifestyle of great health, happiness, and prosperity. Go to richgurman.com, spelled RICHGERMAN.com, to learn more about his popular coaching 101 classes and mastermind groups. Rich Gurman will help you turn your dreams into reality.
Time for something different. Time for Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the CARICOM Show, and I am the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Sounds like a groovy plan. We now have Brenda calling in from L.A., and she's got a question. Well, she's currently starting out and has been doing your exercises, which is a good thing, Carrie, but she wants a little more work around her life, so let's see if we can help her out. Brenda.
Hi. Hi, Carrie. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Brenda. What's up?
Well, I have, next month, I'm scheduled to do, it's a free charity event that physically is probably pretty, is very demanding for me. On the very same day, I have something happening here in Los Angeles. It's a ride-type deal, too, that work-wise, and I'm really trying to pull in work, mm-hmm. is much more beneficial for me, mm-hmm. to be at the deal here. Mm-hmm. And so what was coming to my mind is I go to this deal that's in Louisiana for like a day and a half and then fly back Saturday to attend the event over here Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I want to get your thoughts on that. And also my body gets so exhausted, so tired. Even while I was on hold, I could feel myself, and I've got plenty of sleep, I eat well, all this type of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I feel myself kind of going in and out of having all my being present, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the overall umbrella, what I'm really needing to do is get some money flowing and work, because
right.
things that I'm doing aren't paying anything.
Okay, okay. All right, I didn't really, what was the thing in Louisiana?
It's a benefit, it's a charity ride.
Okay.
They both are charity rides, by the
okay.
way.
Okay, all right. Charity rides that you eventually hope through connections are going to bring in money?
No, things that when I was really out of it this past year, healing my physical body, they asked me if I would do it because I can get a lot of media attention, and I said yes, and at the time I had no idea. When I said yes, I thought it was a one-day event. It ends up being like a three-day deal.
Okay.
And
okay.
it's physically really demanding. And also, Carrie, too, and I think this is where the energy exercises have helped me, it's like I feel like I'm at a real trust place of everything I have sold and or I have the very last of the things I do have for sale, and this is all like for basic survival like food and gas.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I've really worked on myself, and it's like I want to trust that work, paying work, is coming in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's the biggest. Well, the biggest key there is the trust part, because think of as far as so the LA thing is, so you're going to do a half a day, because the biggest thing that I saw when you were talking about Louisiana to LA, that I heard your body say stretch, tire, trust, the umbrella part. So part of that goes back into as far as trusting, where it's like compromising yourself, or it's like the part of let's make a deal. So I'm making a deal. So it's who's trying to do the manifesting. Is it the child, the adolescent, or is it the adult of, here, I'll make a deal with you. I will do half an event. And so I will, it's like chopping things in half is what I'm seeing, when we want the whole enchilada, Brenda. So we don't have to when we're, especially with the health stuff that you've gone through in the last year, and if you even look at it from the other side, the amazing results that you have done in the last year. Do you know what I mean? You want to look at it in the flipping the other side, because you've really done amazing things. It's like another client of mine was literally hit by a car and was in the hospital for months and months and months, and she's walking around and she's doing stuff, and there's a part where it's like she doesn't look at it, and I'm seeing the same thing with you, so that's why I'm seeing your head over her head. It's like, first of all, again, giving yourself credit for the amazing things that you have done, that your body has done, and also is a part of not getting into old patterns and habits of pushing yourself as soon as you're on your ground, because on your feet, because that's part of what your root chakra and your feet are saying, because I see your feet turning small feet like a 3 to 4 year old. So I'd go back to the 3 to 4 year old, and the 3 to 4 year old is the one that's wondering about trusting. So I'd go back to, again, 3 to 4 years old, trusting as far as men in particular, as far as it's like what you're doing, Brenda, is you're holding your energy and teaching that 3 to 4 year old that there's not the patriarch. We hold the energy where we don't have to have the patriarchal, matriarchal, mother, father, God out there that's going to take care of us, that we can merge and put the energy out there on our male side and bring in the energy of money, of support, and support ourselves. And it's more of the 3 to 4 year old that you're working with, that you're helping heal and having her deal with the trust.
Is that the one that's screaming, I wish I wasn't going to Louisiana.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And then really weighing out and saying, do I have to? Does this resonate with me? Does this honor my body? Does this honor with me? I have a right to change my mind, especially if during the time that I did it, that I was not of right mind. That you have a right to change your mind, and even if
I committed, and it's all over the place and the media thing.
Right. Well, even letting your 3 to 5 year old know that you have the right to change your mind doesn't mean you have to. It's like exercising your right to change your mind. And, you know, if God forbid something did happen, Brenda, you would change your mind. You know what I mean? So if you were flat out, or somebody died, something, you know what I mean? It's more about allowing the flexibility of the shoes than it is having to change the mind. You know what I mean? Because that spills over to trust issues too. So deal with your, because I know we have another call. So you have to deal with that 3 to 5 year old and really understanding that she's the one that's feeling so tired. She's the one that's already feeling the stretch of going to Louisiana and LA. And it goes back down to the bottom line that it doesn't have to do with either of those things. It has to do with trusting and when am I going to get a break. And it has more to do with the trust issue than it has to do with the charities. And so as soon as you flip your energy around that, then you're going to feel not so tired. So deal with the 3 to 5 year old. She's the one that is draining, getting the energy drained. Okay.
And when you say deal with the trust, what do I do?
Go into that time in your period in your life. Go into as far as understanding and merging that your signature, part of your blood, your cells have the signature that you are the master. So what does that mean to you? Make a picture, make it something around your cells that this means that your birthright is that you have flow, that you come in here with mastery, that abundance is your birthright through every single cell of your body, and especially that 3 to 4 year old, that she doesn't, and I keep on hearing pain in my neck too, so like pay attention to if you get pain in your neck, that what you're doing doing is training her that she doesn't have to wait for something on the outside to take care of her. There's a part of, it's almost like Daddy or Santa Claus waiting to take care of me. So that's something something on the outside. Patriarchal father takes care of us. That even represents government. That represents husbands. That represents someday my prince will come along. So there's a part of mourning that the prince didn't come along. So understanding that you're the prince, princess, is helping heal that part, okay?
Okay.
All right, very good.
I'll work on it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brenda, for calling in. Carrie, do we have time for one more? Do you want to jump to it?
I think we could do one more quick one.
All right.
But anyway.
Yep, we'll make it pretty quick. We have Christy now calling in from Bothell. She had a question like the previous caller. At the top of the hour, we had Lynn calling in about some repetitive numbers. She's seeing 044044 on license plates, and a friend of hers told her about 44 or double 44s being angels or
yeah.
talking back to her. Is that true? So, Christy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Hi, Christy. Yes, 444s and zero. Whenever we see zeros around fours, it means like to the power of zero to about. It's like that means hundreds and hundreds of thousands. So 444s are all about angels and guides talking to you. And again, when you see zeros, it's like to the power of 10,000, 100, 100,000. So that's a really good sign. It's a sign of flow. It's a sign of synchronistic. It's a sign of keep on asking for that support because you're opening up the pathways and the roadways to the guides and angels that they're listening to you. They're hearing to you. And that's a wonderful thing because it makes this number sound so, at first when people start doing it, they sound like, wow, that's kind of odd or sillier. But then as soon as you start playing the number game is what I call it, you start noticing it. It brings the child back in us. It brings the, we love to hear the answers. We love to hear the, have the confirmation. So the 444s are all about, again, angels and guides are listening to you, hearing you, supporting you. You're opening up the communication. The universal energy is listening to you. So you're communicating with your higher self, the universal energy. So it's manifesting time, and that's a wonderful period of time for you. Good for you.
Good. Thank
Very
you.
Good. You're welcome. And we're for any kind of information, workshops, or appearances, you can listen to the, go to the website, CarieOConnor.com. And until next week, may you align with the divine.